First, we are going to turn to the latest speculation about the political future of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. 40 years ago, Reid lost a close race for U.S. Senate to former Nevada Governor Paul Laxalt. Now, more than halfway through Reid's fifth term, political commentator John Ralston asks if the Senate Majority Leader is washed up, finished, and if a run at a sixth term in 2016 is out. In his latest Letter from Nevada article for Politico magazine, Ralston says the 74-year-old Harry Reid is facing fallout from a recent gaffe during a speech to the Asian Chamber of Commerce and questions about his health. Insiders also say the uncertainty about the Democrats keeping their majority in the Senate is leading Senator Reid to consider retiring instead of facing a challenger in 2 years. We have a link to his article at our website, knprnews.org, and we have John Ralston joining us right now. John, welcome back.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. So you've cited one veteran D.C. and Nevada political insider who doesn't think Harry Reid will run again. What would force the Senate Majority Leader to the sidelines in 2 years?
Well, this person, and there are a few others like this person, who believe that Harry Reid, 74 years old, he's slowing down, obviously, physically. His wife has had some health problems. He just moved from Searchlight to Las Vegas, to, actually Henderson, to be closer to his grandkids and his kids, that it's all the signs of a guy who's about to retire. I personally think that that would be the only thing that would make him retire, is health concerns. I think he's still running, but there have been questions raised.
Democrats are trying to keep their majority in the Senate in November. How much of a factor is that in Harry Reid's thinking right now about a sixth term?
He is going all out to hold on to his majority. He has got his operatives essentially running something called the Senate Majority PAC, which is a super PAC that's helping all those senators who are in jeopardy in red states. Most people think the Republicans have a slight advantage in those races, but it's a fool's errand generally to bet against Harry Reid doing what he wants to do. The question is, what happens if they do lose the majority? There's two questions that come in there. One is whether Reid can actually retain his leadership post. The other question then is, even if he remains minority leader, would that cause him to retire? I don't think so, because the Democrats are likely to retake the Senate in 2016. If they lose it, the playing field is much more favorable to them. And I don't think Harry Reid is the kind of guy who wants to go out a loser.
When he spoke last week to the Las Vegas Asian Chamber of Commerce, Senator Reid made one of his well-known gaffes. What did he say, and will there be a lingering fallout from the comments?
Well, he said a couple of things. The worst, saying to the head of the organization, a man named Wong, that he can't keep all his Wongs straight. That went viral. He had to apologize. I have to say, among the many, many Reid gaffes over the years, it was a relatively tepid one.
So after Harry Reid has been described as washed up and finished, is he going to run for re-election in 2016?
I think he is. But you have to know one thing about Harry Reid. Even if he had already decided not to run, he would never let anybody know that until the absolute last moment. So he's doing everything to make it appear as if he's running. He's raising money. He's laying the groundwork here in the state. Everyone around him says he's committed to running for re-election. I think, barring any health concerns for him or his wife, he will run again. He's just not the kind of guy who wants to retire and fade away and put his feet up and watch ESPN. That's just not Harry Reid.
Are there any Democrats in Nevada who are daring to think about what might happen to their political fortunes if Senator Reid doesn't run again?
Well, I think the most interesting one is Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto, who Reid tried to get to run for lieutenant governor, who others thought would be a great candidate against Brian Sandoval for governor. But her real dream is to be in the U.S. Senate. And I think if Harry Reid were not to run, that she would be the front runner for the Democrats and probably the front runner to win the seat.
John Ralston is a political commentator, host of Ralston Reports on News 3, and the author of Will Harry Reid Run? It's in Politico magazine. We've got a link at knprnews.org. John, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.